So, Anna, why don't you tell us about the Rooted Wellness Company?
So the Rooted Wellness Company is going to be a holistic health practice that I offer for people in the area. My basis around, the whole idea is helping people find the root cause to whatever ailments they're having, maybe health-wise, nutrition-wise, stress-wise. I wanted to kind of help people find what's wrong and dive deeper into just a basic lab from the doctor, because we get labs and we never get answers right away, or it doesn't quite fulfill, okay, here's problem A, B, and C. Oh, here, go take this, this, and this. I wanted a place where people could consult and I could help treat them in a way that is more holistic, and we're looking at the whole picture instead of just maybe the one ailment that could be happening. So with holistic health, it focuses on not just the state that you're in, but like I said, your nutrition, your spirituality, your health, obviously, but it looks at the person as a whole instead of just generalizing everybody's health and trying to plug it into one category, because we are all so different and what might work for someone might not work for the other person.
Looking at a business like this, where you are driven to help people and to be kind of an additional resource for people on top of what they may or may not already be doing or getting, why was it so important for you to do this here in the Valley?
So I am originally from Cleveland and I moved out this way 5 years ago. And I noticed that when I was trying to switch over my healthcare to the area, there are great doctors everywhere. However, I just felt like something was missing, because I noticed when I would reach out, a lot of my questions and concerns went unanswered, or they just kind of like breezed past it. And I found myself wanting to go back to Cleveland for all of my needs. And I felt like that wasn't fair. And I was like, okay, I need to like find a way to be heard, or I'm going to do it myself and then help other people. The driving force behind that was just my own health issues and what I struggled with and not being heard by doctors. So I didn't want to have to go back to Cleveland. And I know so many people who travel to Cleveland for those issues, or PA even. And I said, okay, we're really lacking this focal point here in the Valley. And I'm like, I need to do something, because I would love to help other people, hopefully prevent detrimental health issues or crises to themselves.
You touched on it a little bit, and I think it's a really great thing to bring up, especially during Women's History Month. Historically, women have struggled, and they've been very open about struggling with the healthcare system. And we all, I think, at times have trouble being our best advocate for ourselves. As a woman-owned business who is specializing in this, how much of an impact do you think that makes in a community where, as a woman, you can look to this organization and this company to be able to say, hey, she gets it?
It's everything, because I'm also currently a hairstylist and have been for 13 years. And so while I make people feel so good on the outside, and being in such a toxic industry, I've run into not only my own issues, but, obviously other women. And for me, it was like, okay, I want to be able to bring this full circle. I make women feel beautiful on the outside, but I also want them to feel confident. I want them to feel good in their health on the inside. So it literally was the foundation to my business. I did start off thinking, okay, maybe I will just focus on women's health. However, for me, it became, maybe there's other people that are going to need it as well. Children, men, because men aren't as open as women are. So my focus went into women, and it will be there, because I do feel like that is the foundation of why I'm doing it, because those exact things happened to me over the last 10 years, being dismissed, not being heard, and just finally taking it into my own hands. Yeah, it's pretty much the foundation of why I'm doing it.